One of the oldest and most established gatherings of Native singers and dancers is the Crow Fair at Crow Agency, Montana, near the Little Bighorn National Battlefield. Since 1904, the Crow Fair has grown from an agricultural festival to become the largest teepee village in the world, with over 1,000 teepees surrounding a 200-foot dance arbor. This four-day event includes daily parades and an all-Indian rodeo. Today on Tribal Rhythms, Nico Nguyen brings us Songs of the Crow Fair, sung by the Nighthawk Singers.
Go north of Lodgegrass, Montana, cross the tracks, wind around the trees, and there you'll find the home of Cedric Walks Over Ice. Since the 1960s, this is where family and friends have gathered to sit around their large drum and sing. They are the Nighthawk Singers, Myron Crooked Arm, Sid Fitzpatrick, Lewis Walks Over Ice, and his father, Cedric, who started the group. Lead singer Lewis explains how the group got its name.
I had a dream one time, and in my dream, a bird, just like this bird that's on here, came to me. And he talked to me in my dream, and he said, I was in high school then, and he said, you're having trouble with your deciding on a name for your group. What I want you to do is, I want you to name your group after me. And from then on, that's been about a good 25 years ago. So we settled on that, and so we're known as the Nighthawk Singers.
When America was still open land, unhindered by fences and highways, nearly all the people had songs for honoring the courage and bravery of their warriors. Today's war dance, in the Crow tradition, is called the Hot Dance.
But amongst the Crow, we say Hot Dance, Badawedisha, to us. So that's what the Apsaloga, the Crow, call it, is the Hot Dance. And it's more or less a dance of, you know, just enjoyment, hitting the drum, being glad that you're alive.
Dozens of dancers twirling with stylized steps join the powwow circle as a second circle of people provide encouragement from the shade arbor. Many of the dancers wear colorful regalia. The bustle is a beaded circle of eagle or hawk feathers that rides on the lower back. The roach is worn on the head with long porcupine hair standing straight up. Some of the most popular celebration songs are called 49s. Walks Over Ice says the 49 songs are a cousin to the round dance and came from the Kiowa people of Oklahoma. During the 49 songs, the dancers hold hands and dance around the arena. Two steps forward, one step back. The push dance is native to the Crow. This dance is performed during the winter months. The singers leave the big drum and pick up hand drums.
It was over about 100 years ago. The story goes that they were going to have an owl dance or a round dance somewhere. I believe it was over in St. X, to the west over here, the next district. And they were using a band, like a bluegrass band, guitars, dobro, fiddles, and they didn't show up. So they got the idea of using hand drums, and they composed these love songs.
Yeah.
the push dance, like many native social dances, the women select their partners.
And the women will make their choice and they'll dance like the foxtrot. You know, one, two, three, one, two, three, and two, and they dance in rhythm to the song. Some of the ones we do is, of course, the hot dance or the war dance, the grass dance. Most contemporary people call it powwow. And also we have sun dance. That's mostly done in the summertime. It's a dance of sacrifice. They don't drink or eat for 3 days and they fast. So that's more of a religious dance. And then there's, of course, peyote. Sometimes somebody will sponsor one, what they call a tea at their house. They'll sing all night. They'll start maybe 9, 10 o'clock. They'll go till morning. And then they'll take turns singing peyote songs. And then again, that's just like some of the tribes down around Oklahoma, the Comanche, Cheyennes, the Navajo, Kiowa, Apache. So we more or less sing some of the same songs that they do. Of course, the Crow, we have our own songs too.
One set of songs is not related to a dance, but a game played by many tribes across the states. Some tribes call it stick game or bone game. In Crow country, it's called the hand game. To play the game, two teams face each other. One team sings while they hide small bones or elk teeth in their hands. The singing is intended to distract the other team and to give power to the team hiding the bones. The other team then guesses which hands the objects are hidden in. On the final days of the Crow Fair, the MC announces that there will be a parade dance the following day. To perform the dance, four leaders are chosen, men who have accomplished some outstanding deed that year. During the dance, they make four stops, and at each stop they sing four songs, and then they have a giveaway. Four is regarded as a sacred number representing the four seasons, the four directions, and the four winds. Health and good fortune for the next year.
They hit the drum. Everybody will acknowledge the mountains, and then they'll acknowledge the eagle. And we're thanking the Creator for giving us the mountains, the water that preserves life. And to the eagle, that he watches over us, the Great Spirit. We are told that when you hit the drum, people that are sick become well, and they tell us to stomp on Mother Earth so that when you hit that drum, you're glad to be alive. Tell Mother Earth that you're glad to be alive. So that's what we are told, We have several mothers, We have our birth mother. We want to keep her forever, but she's only with us for a while. Then we have the lodge. But Mother Earth will never leave you. We are told that Mother Earth will always be there. So you stomp on Mother Earth and you're joyous. You make a joyful noise, happy that you're alive. So that's the reason. And then when we hit the drum, and we're just glad to be alive. So we're celebrating.
For Wisdom of the Elders, this is Nico Wind.
Tribal Rhythms is written by Milt and Jamie Lee, produced by Clark Salisbury and Larry Johnson, and hosted by Nico Wind. For more information about our guests, or to help support our program through Friends of Wisdom of the Elders, check out our website at wisdomoftheelders.org. Coming up on Contemporary Rhythms, Milt Lee introduces us to the evolution of Christian hymns on the Crow Reservation. And on Turtle Island Storytellers, Southern Cheyenne Peace Chief Lawrence Hart tells the story of his people.
There is one story that was told by a soldier when Congress investigated what they termed a massacre.
Stay with us. I'm Arlie Neskai, and this is Wisdom of the Elders.
Wisdom of the Elders Radio is produced in Portland, Oregon, with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Lewis and Clark National Historic Trail National Park Service, National Endowment for the Humanities, and National Endowment for the Arts. Special thanks to Native American Public Telecommunications and American Indian Radio on Satellite. We have expanded upon today's program at our website at wisdomoftheelders.org. You can also check out our American Indian Speakers Bureau. Visit Turtle Island Storytellers Network at turtleislandstorytellers.net. We would like to acknowledge the gifts of music played on our program today. Learn more about our featured artists at our website at wisdomoftheelders.org.